Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a sub-balance framework for smoky warehouse vibes in Ableton Live 12, with that old-school jungle and darker DN bean energy. The goal here is not just to make a bass line. The goal is to make the sub breathe with the drum so the whole loop feels alive, heavy, and ready for the club. Think of the sub as part of the rhythm section, not just the low end sitting underneath it. In jungle and warehouse DNB, the bass is doing a job. It's reinforcing the break, answering the snare, leaving space for the kick and pushing the groove forward. If the sub is too long, it smears the drums. If it's too short, the track loses authority. So we're aiming for that sweet spot. Controlled bounce, deep weight, and just enough movement to keep the room leaning. First thing, always start with the drum groove. Don't write the bass in a vacuum. Build a simple two-bar drum loop first, ideally with a chopped break or an amen style edit, plus a kick if needed. Get the snare placement feeling strong, and make sure there are a few spaces in the pattern where the bass can respond. That negative space is super important. A lot of good jungle bass lines are really written around what the drums are not doing. Once the drum loop is feeling good, create a new MIDI track and load a clean mono synth for the sub. Operator is perfect for this. Waveable or analog can work too, but Operator gives you a really clean sine-based foundation. Start with a sine wave, keep it mono, and avoid any stereo widening on the sub layer. You want that low end lock dead center and solid. Set the envelope so the sub has a fast attack, a fairly short decay, and a release that's just long enough to feel natural. You're not going for a huge sustained note here. You want the notes to have shape. That might mean something like a very fast attack, decay around the 120 to 250 millisecond range, sustain fairly high if needed, and a release that doesn't hang too long. Keep it tight enough that the break can still punch through. Now write the bass pattern with the drums in mind. This is where the bounce happens. Instead of holding one note forever, use short, deliberate notes. Place them just after the kick, or in the spaces around the snare. Try a one-bar or a two-bar pattern with only a few notes, and let the rhythm do the talking. For example, you might hit on beat 1, then add a shorter note on the offbeat, then leave room before the snare. On the next bar, you can answer with a note on beat 3 or a tiny pickup into the next loop. A really useful mindset here is push and release. Some notes can lean a little forward into the beat, and others can settle back. Even tiny timing shifts can make the line feel more human and more like a performance. You don't need to overcomplicate it. Sometimes the groove comes from note length more than note count. Shorter notes feel more percussive. Slightly longer notes feel darker and more dubby. Use that as a performance tool. If you want a little more movement, add a filter after the sub synth, or use the synth's built-in filter very subtly. You're not trying to make a bright bass. You're just giving the sound a little open and close motion. On phrase starts, open the filter a touch. On transitions, close it down slightly. That breathing effect helps create that smoky, warehouse feel, like the room itself is shifting. For old-school jungle flavor, it can also help to make the first hit of a phrase a little more plucky, then keep the rest of the notes tighter. That gives you a sense of motion, without turning the bass into a melodic lead. It's still a subline, but now it's got character. Next, let's add a support layer. Duplicate the MIDI to another track and design a mid-bass sound with a little more grit. This is where you can use a saw, triangle, or a detuned oscillator pair. Keep the low end out of this layer with a high-pass filter, somewhere around 100 to 180 Hz. Add a little saturation, maybe some subtle filtering, and keep the stereo width under control. The idea is to give the bass some warehouse smoke and texture, while leaving the pure sub clean. This layer is especially useful in the second half of a phrase or during fills. It can answer the break with a little more attitude, or come in quietly just to give the listener something to lock onto on smaller speakers. That's a huge point. If you monitor quietly and the bass disappears completely, it probably needs more harmonic support. The sub alone is not always enough to translate. A little mid-range content can make the line feel much bigger without actually adding much low end. Now let's make this feel more like a jungle tool and less like a looped synth part. Route your sub and support layer into a bass bus, then record the output to Audido. Resample a few bars. This is a classic move because once the bass is printed, you can edit it like audio. Trim tails, reverse tiny sections, cut out little gaps, and turn it into a more human, chopped performance. That's especially useful for warehouse DNB and jungle, because little audio edits can create a lot of energy fast. On the bass bus, shape the sound with EQ, saturation, and mono control. Use EQ8 to clean up any mud if needed, especially in the low mids, you might gently cut around 180 to 350 Hz if things get boxy. Then add saturator for a bit of harmonic weight. You usually only need a little drive to make the bass feel thicker. If it needs more aggression, you can push it further, but be careful not to turn the low end into distortion soup. Finally, use utility to keep the low end narrow or fully mono. If the bass still feels too polite, a light touch of drum bus can help, but again, keep it subtle. We want smoke, not destruction. You can even automate the saturator drive a little higher in the second half of the drop, then pull it back in the breakdown. That's a nice way to create energy without rewriting the whole sound. Now let's talk about how the bass interacts with the drums. Sidechain compression can help, but don't rely on it too much. In jungle and darker DNB, note spacing often does more work than compression. Use a compressor with sidechain input from the kick if needed, and keep it light. The goal is just to let the kick speak clearly, not to make the bass pump like a house track. Usually a few dB of gain reduction is enough. Fast attack, moderate release, and a sensible ratio will do the job. But the real groove is still coming from how you place the notes. Leave tiny gaps before the snare. Let the kick breathe. Think in terms of anchor notes and motion notes. You don't need every bass hit to feel equally important. Pick one or two strong anchor notes per phrase, then use the smaller notes to create anticipation and movement. That's how the line feels composed, not just tucked in. As you start arranging, use 8-bar and 16-bar phrasing to keep the track moving. A good approach is to introduce the core bounce pattern in the first 8 bars, add a variation or support layer in bars 9 to 16, then strip things back for a break or fill, and bring the full bass back with more energy later. Maybe the first 4 bars are just sub and drums. Then the support layer comes in. Then you add a tiny pickup note or a reversed bass tail before a snare fill. These little changes make the track feel like it's developing, which is huge in DNB. Automation should be about texture and space, not just volume. Automate filter cutoff, saturator drive, and maybe some send effects on the support layer. Keep reverb off the pure sub. If you want atmosphere, send only the mid layer or resampled bass accents to a dark reverb or echo return. A short, moody echo throw on a bass stab can add a live warehouse depth without muddying the bottom end. A few common mistakes to watch out for: don't make the sub too long, don't widen the low end, don't let the kick and bass fight in the same pocket, and don't overcompress the line. Also, don't ignore the breakbeat. If the break changes, the bass should respond. That interaction is the whole vibe, and to make sure the arrangement evolves. Even a small change every 8 bars can keep the drop dangerous. If you want to push this further, try a slight pitch movement on the first note of a phrase, then keep the rest stable. Even a tiny pitch dip can add tension. You can also use ghost notes very quietly between main hits, or add a resampled bass stab for just 1 or 2 hits per phrase. That gives you a little extra grit, and makes the bass feel like it has history. Here's a good practice move. Build a 2-bar loop with a chopped break, create a mono sub. Write only 3 to 5 notes across the phrase, make sure at least one note answers the snare, add a support layer, resample it to audio, and automate either the filter or drive across the second half of the loop. If it feels like the bass is conversing with the drums, you're in the right place. So the big takeaway is this: in smoky warehouse jungle and old school DNB, the sub should be clean, mono, short enough to leave room, and syncopated enough to bounce. Use Ableton's stock tools to shape the groove, but let the arrangement, note length, and subtle automation do most of the heavy lifting. That's where the real low-end authority lies. All right, let's get into the session and build that dark, rolling pocket.